Adam Briggs is more than a triple threat, being a rapper, actor, writer, label owner, commentator, social justice crusader. Briggs is like a five-finger death punch coming right at you. Best known for emceeing as a solo artist, and then with Trials as AB Original, Briggs is also someone that doesn't hold back from pointing out discrimination on a public scale. 2017 has seen Briggs not slowing down. In fact, he's roaring faster and brighter than ever, having recently been selected to write for Matt Groening's new show, Disenchantment, and featuring in Foxtel's NRL theme song with Katie Baker. To top it all off, the Audiota man from Shepparton joins me on 2SER this afternoon. G'day, Briggs. How are you?
Good. Yes, sir. I'm an actual threat. That's all I just rumble. I know there's too many things that I do, but I'm an actual threat.
Well, I've lost count. I was going to make it five finger punch, but you've got like more than five threats. You've got like, 10 threats.
Yeah. I need to consolidate all these hats into one hat.
Do you have like a business card which lists all your threats on it?
Nah, I try not to leave any, calling cards to where I've been and places I've ruined.
Well, look, it does seem like the last couple of years for you has been pretty crazy. You've been on our TV screens, you've been in our ears and music, you've been writing, you've been doing funny stuff, serious stuff, Twitter. It's how do you stop? How do you enjoy just being that busy?
Yeah, I'd rather be busy than bored, man, for real. I like work, I like working. A vacation for me would be doing simple work somewhere nice, I just like staying busy,
yeah. And do you get a lot of calls? Like, you're always getting calls up, hey Briggs, can you come and do this? Or are you on the call on the phone just sort of looking around for stuff to do?
No, I just those calls come through to my management, and I'm just doing, for every one thing you see going on, there's 10 that you don't, I'm always working on something.
But it sounds like that's the way you love to be, and you love to be busy. So, and we all love seeing you around. So, keep doing it, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm never far, man. I'm never far, that's for sure. Hey, as I said, man, I'm always up to something.
Yeah. Happy birthday for next week, by the way. I think you're about to crack 31.
This guy.
Have you... Do you reckon you've changed how you approach things in your 30s now as opposed to, the wild 20s?
Yeah, I'm a different dude, man. You learn a whole lot in a few years, and if you don't, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, that's where you got to be. That's what you got to do, my approach has changed, People evolve, ideas evolve, you've got to adjust with that. Otherwise, you've become prehistoric, man.
Yeah, you got to keep changing, I guess, today. And that's what you've done as an artist, I guess, teaming up with Trials for AB Original. I think you've sparked a lot of conversations around Australia and the world. Has the reaction to the album in the last year or so been encouraging, or is it sometimes disappointing on a whole?
No, it's been it's been different, man. The one thing we knew we were going to receive was a lot of backlash, But what we didn't expect was all the love that was going to come with it as well. So, it's a double-edged sword, man. And, we're prepared for the worst. So when the best showed up, it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. And have you had a lot of reaction from people overseas as well with the album?
Yeah, I think, that's what I mean. It's a universal kind of approach, man. It's a universal thing to talk about, injustice. And the message is universal. It travels well. So, once we get a deal that gets us, fully OS, we'll really see the difference in that then.
So does that mean AB is going to be continuing on with another album at some point?
Probably, man. That's just how we work, really. You know what I mean? It's when that album comes is up to us, and Trials is a busy dude as well. So when we get together and make another album, it's not about if; it's just about when.
Yeah, cool. Now I feel like you're a pretty positive guy. You know, you're always laughing, got a smile on your face. But I reckon you must have to deal with a lot of haters and a lot of, I guess, negative people and racists out there.
Yeah.
How do you push past that? How do you stay positive with all that hatering?
Well, they don't exist. You know what I mean? Like these people, like it's so easy to spew your half cooked rhetoric online. Mm. You know, but not one of them have approached me in the street. You know what I mean? And I'm out here right now looking for coffee, and no one said nothing.
Yeah.
So. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hiding. You know, if you can't say it to my face, like, if you can't come up to me and say it, you know what I mean, to my face, I can't respect you. It's like you're weak. You know what I mean? Like, you're just a coward. So,
yeah.
Cowards are going to do what cowards do, man. And I'm just going to keep doing what I do, get my money.
Yeah. But I mean, there are people who don't hide behind screens. They get their faces on TV and radio and spew hatred and try and incite, you know, people to support them. But what I love is that you get on TV and you get on radio and you do the same thing back to them. You never hold back.
No.
Is that the best way to sort of fight against these people?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, from, I guess, my area of, you know, politics or where I sit on the political spectrum wouldn't necessarily respond how I would respond. They would respond, you know, with academia and knowledge. Mm. But, you know, I'm from Shepparton, Victoria, man, and I will punch you in your face.
I haven't been to Shepparton. Is it a friendly place?
Yeah. It's the difference is just how we solve our problems.
Yeah, as long as you're respectful, right? Everyone will love
exactly,
you.
Exactly, man. Like, yeah. I'm not out here to disrespect anyone. I'm out here to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, make music and whatever. But if you're going to disrespect me, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, like, I'm open to challenge, you know what I mean? Like, but don't disrespect, you know what I mean? Like, because you will find, you know, how I deal with problems is different from how, you know, the regular politician, whatever, is going to deal with the problem.
Yeah. Well, they answer questions with questions, and they never get to the point, whereas...
Yeah, see, I'm not a politician.
Yeah. Never considered that, have you?
Nah. There's too much you got to accept, you know what I mean? There's too much bullshit you got to chew through to be that guy, man.
Yeah, I agree. You're not all about writing and talking about social justice and fighting against racism. You're also about comedy. You write some fantastic skits for The Weekly, and you've been picked up and writing for Matt Groening's new show coming out at some point called Disenchantment.
Yeah, it'll be out next year.
That's ridiculously cool, and I know it must have been a dream for you. How did it feel sitting in a room of writers, Matt Groening's around, and you're writing for a new show? Just like...
Bananas, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like they're all... You know, that's like the MBA of comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nuts. And, like, it's like, it is a dream, 100. Like, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where all my comedy lives, you know what I mean? Like,
well, we all grew up with it, right?
Where it all...
The Simpsons.
Sorry?
We all grew up with The Simpsons, and it's just, like,
exactly,
ingrained.
Like, that's my universe.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, like, you know, I can't front, man. That's why, that's my world. And, you know, to say anything else other than it's a dream would be an understatement.
Yeah. So how's it work? Do you all sort of work together on episodes, or do you work on individual parts of episodes?
Nah, I've got an episode to myself, yeah, that I've written.
Man, that is going to be huge when that comes out. It's going to be like, you know... Up in Lights, prime time. Everyone's going to watch that.
Yeah, bananas, man. Straight out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Oh, is it Netflix, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, fantastic.
Sick.
Now, not only that, but you've made a great video and song with Katie Baker for the NRL. Been played on Fox Sports, and you did a live gig at Suncorp for the Indigenous round. How did that come about? Because I wouldn't expect you're a big rugby league man.
I'm a big sports guy. I love sports, man. And that's what I'm about, you know what I mean? Like, so I was after the AB album, I was like tired from writing political stuff, you know what I mean? So I needed a break, so I started writing like these songs that were kind of just about sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all started. And then Fox League approached me, and I was already in the midst of writing these sports joints.
Perfect.
Yeah, they hit me up, and they had a beat, and whatever, and we went from there.
That's awesome, man. And of course, you and Katie, good friends, you got her on board as
well. Yeah. So Katie, you know, they wanted to get a female vocal involved, and Katie was about and was perfect for it, and it just worked out really cool, man. It was a really easy song to write, and it was coming out for NRL Indigenous Round, and you know, it'll get another life around finals. And you know, I grew up watching AFL, but I went to see the first State of Origin at the MCG in like 93 or 94.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Huge. Ever since then, you know, any game played with passion is a good game to watch, man. So.
And that's Origin.
You know, I love sports, so you know.
Yeah.
I've got songs about boxing, songs about, you know, AFL, like footy, and other sports stuff. But yeah, man, like this was really fun and really easy project for me to do.
Yeah, very cool. I've seen some great reaction as well. Like people are saying, you know, this should be the theme song of the NRL for the year, and you know, people are getting really behind the track, and it's been really great to see.
Yeah, it's been. That's what I mean, man. See, you know, just try and capture that energy, you know what I mean, and transfer that into a song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, it's been really good to talk to you. You are always not far away, and that's one thing I love about you. And of course, the other guy with Matt O'Kine, I've seen you have this thing where he like wrote you into the show as like, you know, his rival or something. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a real son. Crybaby.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon. But I'd never go far away. I love seeing you around. What's anything next on the plate that you can tell us about that, you know, we might not know?
Nah, man. You'll see everything.
All right. Well, we'll look out for you wherever you are, even if it's just on Twitter talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
That's it.
SummerSlam reviews.
That's it. You're all over it.
All right, man.
Thanks, Briggs, for chatting to us, and see you around.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.